Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, if your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me. AB can't do no more guarantees. So we clear. I want y'all to be clear and understand something. This is not a game, people.
Antonio Brown on Instagram last night. Earlier today, he met with Art Rooney. Drew Rosenhaus was there. So was Kevin Colbert and Omar Khan, the Steelers capologist. And we're going to talk to a guy who used to know the salary cap inside and out, former NFL agent, now writes for CBSSports.com. Joel Corey is our guest on 93.7 The Fan. Joel, is Antonio Brown getting horrible advice? Is he a man that's lost his mind? What is your take on what's happened with him since the end of the year?
I'm not privy to any conversations between Antonio Brown and Drew Rosenhaus. I can't believe any experienced agent would tell Antonio Brown to attack everything the way he has, because if you're trying to have some sort of good strategic plan to get traded, this doesn't seem to be it, in my opinion, even though he's getting his wish out of town. I call it the modern-day version of what T.O. did with the Eagles, who was also Drew Rosenhaus' client 15 years ago when he was in his driveway with the sit-ups and making a spectacle of himself back then.
Joel, do you think that Antonio Brown has done more to maybe impact his trade value not playing in Week 17, essentially getting himself benched for that week, or everything that's happened subsequent to that with the social media? What has done more to maybe scare off potential suitors?
I think it's a combination of a lot of stuff, because if you believe what everyone, the narrative is out there, then he quit on his team. And that's a cardinal sin in football, if that is actually the case. Some teams are going to be turned off by the social media antics. Some are just going to look at it as, well, he's just doing what he needs to do to try to force his way out of town, and they'll dismiss it. But I wouldn't discount the impact that the domestic incident may have, because if there's anything to that, he's probably looking at some sort of suspension under the personal conduct policy. So that's why I think it's all of the above.
Would you want Antonio Brown as a client, Joel?
Probably not, from the standpoint that I tried to keep my life as stress-free as possible, and challenging clients were not people who would do that. So, granted, he's one of the highest-paid players at the position, wide receiver. Maybe behind closed doors, he's a much different person than what you see publicly, and that would be a mitigating factor. But from what I know of him publicly and things that have come out in the media, and he hasn't really defended himself until recently, I would probably pass.
Joel Corey, former NFL agent, joining us here now with CBSSports.com. One of the subplots to this whole AB situation is this idea of who has control over trading him, the organization, the agent. And the Steelers have told Brown that they're going to work to trade him, but they're not granting the agent control or power to seek out a trade. Now, that second point, the latter point of the agent doing the legwork, is that important, Joel? In your experience, was that really helpful, and was that important to getting a trade done, the owner going out and helping facilitate such a thing?
If they really want to get rid of him, they tell Drew Rosenhaus, you have permission to shop him as well. And then he can come back and bring something to Pittsburgh. But that also can be a double-edged sword, because what if he brings something to Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh's like, that's not enough. Then that creates more acrimony in the relationship. As an agent, I didn't necessarily trust a team to give me complete information that maybe there's a trade which we thought would have been great that they kept behind closed doors, and were like, no, we're going to reject that one. I do remember being in a situation where Miami had decided they weren't going to pay Patrick Surtain what we wanted him to be paid on the extension, so they decided to trade him a year early, which is like a basketball move. They granted us permission to seek a trade, so we're working in connection with Miami to help get Pat out of town, which doesn't seem to be the case here. Agents typically don't have the same type of power as they do in the NBA with forcing a trade or getting a player out of town. The only time you do is when a player has an unsigned tender, because then he has veto power because he has to sign a tender in order to be traded.
Joel, this is sort of a two-parter. If you were evaluating what Antonio Brown would have been worth in a trade, maybe just with the Week 17 thing having happened and him being unhappy with the Steelers, versus what it is now, what would it have been right after that final week of the season, and what would it be now in your mind as far as what he could realistically fetch in a deal?
Well, you could try to spin that as the agent that he was legitimately hurt and hopefully get teams to buy off on that. I still think you're probably going to get a first out of it. If Amari Cooper can go for a first, who isn't the same player, then I just have a hard time thinking there won't be some team that will eventually pony up a first. I looked at some of the past trades. You had Percy Harvin, who was a problem child in and of himself, go for a first, third, and a fourth to Seattle years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago. So I'm just going to put the compensation between a first and the two firsts that Khalil Mack went for, because Antonio Brown's been the most productive receiver of his generation. I know he's 31, but he ain't really slowing down. But I still think you can squeeze out a late first. I keep hearing people saying, oh, you can't get any more than a day two pick. Maybe it's a third or a fourth. There's something seriously wrong if Martavius Bryant ends up going for more in a trade than Antonio Brown. And that's like talking apples and oranges in terms of the player.
Well, that was probably one of the more optimistic takes we've heard on Brown's value. So, Joel, we appreciate your 2 cents on the matter, your educated opinion. So thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Joel Corey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.